Mama's in Control, episode 57.
Welcome to Mama's in Control, where it's all about helping women redefine the beautiful mess called life and parenting and take back control of what they truly desire. And now, here is your host, Heather Chauvin.
Today I wanted to talk about something near and dear to my heart, which is depression and mental health. So I came across this book, thank you to a client of mine. It's called A Mind of Your Own by Kelly Brogan, and she's a doctor. She's a psychiatrist. And the book is about what women can do about depression that big pharma can't. So if you haven't figured it out yet, I am a big advocate for wellness and proactive living, proactive health, meaning, you know, actually doing something about the problem before it gets explosive. And if many of you don't know, or you might do know, that I had cancer about 3 years ago. So I was definitely aware of the pharmaceutical companies and how the medical system works and all of that stuff. And I do believe that there is a time and a place for medicine. But guys, there also is a time and a place for you to put on your big girl pants and take back control of your own life. So this book is really interesting because I'm about halfway through so far, and I'm just going to read a little blip on it. So Kelly says, depression is not a disease, it's a symptom. Woohoo, that makes me really excited. And she talks about how in recent years, there's been a shocking increase of antidepressants used in the world of women, and 1 in 4 women are starting their days with medication. And this has kind of become a crutch and something from everything from grief, irritability, panic attacks, insomnia, PMS, and stress. But the truth is that what women really need can't be found in the pharmacy. And according to Dr. Kelly Brogan, antidepressants not only overpromise and underdeliver, but their use may permanently disable the body's self-healing potential. And we need a new paradigm shift. And that's the best way to heal the mind is to heal the whole body. So she talks about this stuff in the book about the groundbreaking science and the holistic approach. And she really shatters the myths of conventional medicine built around the causes and treatment of depression. And based on her expertise and experience in her published medical findings, combined with her years of experience of a clinical practice, Dr. Brogan illustrates the true cause of depression, that it's not simply a chemical imbalance, but a lifestyle crisis that demands a reset. Yay. Okay. That, as soon as I read that and got into the book, I was like, yes, fuck yes. Hello, fuck yes, people. We need to wake up. I will tell you, and I've talked about this many, many times, that depression is a symptom. Behavior is a language. It's a sign. It's a symptom to a bigger problem. That our children's misbehavior, their anxiety, their low self-esteem, their anger, their fuck yous, their tantrums, everything is a language. It's the body's way of saying, pay attention to me. I need you. Something is off here. So when we're asking our children or we're asking that person who's depressed, what's your problem? Why can't you stop doing this? A lot of times it's because they don't know. We don't know. So we need to become private investigators. So really, this isn't about how to fix me. It's a total mindset shift. That when you start to see your body's way, your mind, your body, your soul, all of these struggles and disconnects as symptoms to a deeper rooted problem, then the change happens because you say, oh, my body doesn't like that when I put in it. Okay, I'm not going to put that in it anymore. My body, my soul doesn't like it when I hang out with these people. Okay, I'm not going to hang out with these people anymore. My child doesn't like it when I talk to them like this. How can I use my words differently? How can I show up differently for my child? Anxiety is just a sign. It's a symptom that they feel out of control in their body. So how can you calm down the nervous system and empower your child? Now, depression, I get it. There are mass varieties of depression, and I am not a physician by any means. I'm all about the emotional state of being and helping you change your life. I come from the emotional aspect of it. So I don't understand the whole leaky gut thing and gut flora and all of that. But what I do understand is that there is a connection with your immune system, your gut, and your mind. So if you're not coming from this as a health perspective, what perspective are you coming at this? Because if you're just sitting there saying, oh, I'm depressed, oh, my life, oh, this, oh, that, and you're not doing anything about it, how do we expect change? How? So it's very interesting to me now that all of these doctors or books that are coming out that are being blacklisted or that you don't see in the mainstream media that, you know, you pick up on podcasts or you have to do a Google search or you find them on Amazon. It's these trailblazing physicians that are saying, no, I've had enough. I've seen this problem over and over and over again, and I know how to help them. But even Dr. Brogan says, you know, my practice isn't for everybody. People have to show up and do the work. Depression is a symptom, guys. Depression is not a disease. It's not permanent. You can change it. Am I saying that it's easy? Fuck no. But you don't need to live in a constant state of misery and say, I've just been dealt shitty cards. It's all your mindset. It's your health. It's how you show up in the world. So I'm going to ask you today, because I'm not saying this journey is easy. I definitely know it's not. But I will tell you, when I was in a severe depression, the only thing that got me out was waking up every morning and saying, what do I need to do today to get me one step closer to how I want to feel? And my doctor did not give me that advice. I gave myself that advice. Because my doctor gave me a nice prescription and said, take these. And didn't tell me to switch anything in my life. So we cannot show up every day thinking, okay, today's going to be a new day and I'm going to do absolutely nothing to change it. You are the person that makes you happy. You are the person that shifts how you show up in your parenting, how you show up in your marriage, how you show up in your work. It doesn't matter if those people, your husband, your children, your colleagues, your employees, your neighbor, it doesn't matter if they're assholes. You give them a smile. Their assholeness is just a reflection of their inner sadness. Be the change. Show up. So two things for you. One, what action are you going to take today to get you closer to how you want to feel? Don't believe your thoughts. Rewrite your story. Do it. Do it now. Go for a walk. Call a friend. Do something crazy. But safe, but crazy. And I urge you, run to your library, run to your nearest bookstore, run to Audibles, which is an app that you can download, or the website. And I want you to listen to the book, A Mind of Your Own by Dr. Kelly Brogan, K-E-L-L-B-R-O-G-A-N. I've put a link to her book in the show notes. I want you to share this podcast with at least one friend that you know could hear this, because you are not alone. Depression is a symptom. Distress is a symptom. Your child's behavior is a symptom. And if you want more information on how to dive deeper into this, head on over to momisincontrol.com/livemoreyellless. I've just launched a free training video for you. It's about an hour, and I walk you step by step through the system on how to create more ease and flow in your life and understanding your children's behavior and supporting their emotional well-being while creating the kick-ass life that your soul is fucking craving. So thank you. Thank you so much for listening. And I look forward to hearing from you soon.
Thank you for listening to Mama's in Control. If you like this episode, please leave us a kind review on iTunes. For the full show notes from today's episode, hop on over to mamasincontrol.com.
I sometimes joke that I wish I taught people how to make green smoothies for a living, but I know I'm doing that because I'm trying to run away from what brings me joy. And what brings me joy is helping women and men, families in general, and children feel alive. And sometimes that journey to feeling alive is painful. It's emotionally uncomfortable, and it's not always easy. This is why I created the Aligned Life Quiz. So if you're tired of being tired, you want to stop just surviving, and you want to find out exactly where to focus and access realistic tools to confidently manage your energy, emotions, and impact, you can head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/life quiz. It takes you 2 minutes and it's going to show you. I call them internal leadership skills. Where do you need to focus your energy and attention for the quickest results? And also, which phase are you living in? So head on over to heatherchauvin.com/life quiz to take the Aligned Life Quiz right now. If you're ready to stop just surviving and you want to start thriving, but you don't know how to manage it all, go there. It will take you 2 minutes and it will change your life. I also, on the inside, show you which podcast episodes to listen to based on your quiz results. heatherchauvin.com/life, L-I-F-E, quiz.